Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that you have called us into, see like you see and be blessed with all the spiritual blessings that you've given to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can arise and shine with the goodness of seeing what you see, because we are hearing from you, Lord, that you are working in us. Unless you build the house, we labor in vain. So thank you, Lord, for holding us up in righteousness. Lord, you've taken us out of sin. You became sin so that we can be the righteousness of God in you. So thank you. Thank you for this wonderful work of enlightening us to be enlightened so as to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 5 verse 1 and 2. It's been widely reported that there is gross sexual immorality among you, the kind of immorality that's so revolting it's not even tolerated by the social norms of unbelievers. Are you proud of the fact that one of your men is having sex with his stepmother? Shouldn't this heartbreaking scandal bring you to your knees in tears? You must remove the offender among you.
Yeah, hallelujah. So yeah, we are just seeing, you know, the results of unspirituality. He starts his message here with the guys and he's saying in that there, you are carnal, you're not in the spirit. But we need to be understand of what is being in the spirit. Being in the spirit is being in that place where you understand that God made you. And he made you in his image and likeness to be spiritual. Spirituality is the kingdom realities. So you have come out of darkness. You've come out of feeding on the filth, the lies of the devil that steal, kill, and destroy. And you now need to wake to righteousness. That's why as believers coming together, it's not there to talk about the sin in the world and the sin, the things that are bringing people down that are supposed to be Christians. It's so important we get the light and we stay in the light. When you get the light, you're getting the answers. You're getting the right things. You're getting the understanding of how God has made you and he's made you for purpose. And you take hold of that good, wonderful purpose. And then in that good, wonderful purpose, he gives you a helpmate, a partner. And then that is your sexual partner, that you are not being ensnared by any of the lies. And this is why, as well, as believers, you need to stay away from the deception that is going on out there and that, because that can, the devil can use that to say, hey, that is something, you haven't been there yet, you haven't experienced that. But thinking like that and then being ensnared into some of those wrong things, it's just going to put a bitter taste in your mouth. It's going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt your family, and it's going to hurt your testimony, and it's going to hurt the body of Christ as what is happening here. So it's just so important, guys, that we arise and shine. Amen? That's why he says, awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So the knowledge of God that we take hold of, is not the pointing of the finger and the speaking wickedness. We need to go beyond that. We take hold of the wonderful answers, the wonderful promises that we have in this kingdom, where we have a new heart now, so as to have a new way of thinking and a new way of speaking. Why? Because we are in a wonderful, good kingdom. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. But more than that, now, once we're in it, we've got to make our calling and election sure. And this is why, like this morning, we've been stirring ourselves up in the pure spiritual milk, in the pure, beautiful things of God, so that we can have the light. And when you got the light, you don't want the darkness. When you're eating the good food, partaking of the wonderful table that the Lord has prepared for us, you don't want to partake of the table of demons, the deception and the lies out there. So, guys, just be encouraged, stay in the light and make no room. You know, when you make room is when you start thinking about these bad things. You start seeing these bad things, hearing about these, and you're starting to let them fester in your head, because that can become an attitude and an action you're going to bring to pass in your own life, and you're going to have a horrible experience. So get rid of thoughts. The word says take captive every wrong thought and put it away. But how can you do that if you don't know the right thoughts? So when you know the right things, and then you have this wrong things coming to try capture you, that you resist it, because it doesn't work and it doesn't help and it just hurts. But Jesus has come to give you life, and life in abundance. Enjoy life in abundance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.